Thank you. Hello everyone, this is The Vault. I'm Spiros and I'm back for 2015. This is the first show that we have and it's a pretty special one because right here with me I have somebody you may have heard of. His name is Daniel Kohler and he's producing electronic music. Hello.
Yo.
Right, so Daniel and me, we're gonna play for the next hour and I hope you enjoy the show. So the first one that we heard comes from Scuds, a record label that Daniel here has released a record in 2013. So I thought it would be a nice opportunity for me to play that. And this one is called Hidden Bass by the artist that's called Oibis. It's pretty old. So the purpose of this show is for artists to come over and play their favorite tunes. Doesn't have to be dance music, doesn't have to be anything, really, just music that you like, even if it's not danceable. So now Danny is gonna play some things. Could you speak to us about what it is that you're playing?
So this first track is by Fotek, who's a producer that I really, really admire. And this is a track from the Metalheads Metal Tin. And this is a track which some of you might know. It's not a drum and bass track, but it's still got the same... you know, it was built with the same brain.
The same attitude, yeah.
And, this is a wicked, wicked track, and it's called Neptune by Fotek.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, so that was No UFOs with their 2010 track. And what about the previous one with the sitar and everything?
That was on a record that I've just discovered recently, actually, by a guy called Alep Jetser, and the album's called Boundless. And I just found it really interesting. You know, sitars and super 80s synths.
Yeah. This folk feeling.
Yeah, far out.
Right, so the next one is going to come from the father of all things electronic. His name is Raymond Scott. For those who don't know him, he was active very early, in like the 50s, I think. And this is actually a composition where he's talking about how he organizes his mind in sectors, and here it comes.
And inside my own head. Now, that may sound silly to you, but it's been very, very helpful to me. Let me show you how it's done, in case you want to try it. Now, first I have to close my eyes. And then I go through certain mental configurations. And by this means I can dissolve through the outer epidermal layer. Like this. And several other layers here. There. Now when you first come to the brain, you have to pass through the medulla oblongata. That's where things like breathing and heartbeat and glands are controlled. It's kind of like plumbing. It's not very interesting. But if you keep going, you cross into the cerebrum. And that's where all your thoughts are. You know, when I first came to my cerebrum here, there were thoughts scattered all over. The place was a mess. Old mathematical formula, bits of poetry, and telephone numbers were all mixed up together. It was terrible. Over the years, I've been able to organize. Now, in this part of my brain, for instance, I keep thoughts about my family. There goes some family thoughts. It's a great family. There's my wife, parents, my Uncle Ray. There goes Cousin Barbara. My nephew Evan. Uncle Charlie. Oh, Uncle Charlie. We can't stand each other. I've been meaning to refile him under enemies. Now, those are some of my family thoughts. Now, on the other hand, over here, in this part of my brain, got my scientific thoughts, mathematics, physics, thoughts on astronomy. But to tell you the truth, I never was very good at science. Anyway, I think you get the idea. Say, now that we're here, let me show you some of my good thoughts. I have a special section of extra good thoughts that I'm very proud of. They're right over here. Oh, yeah. Lovely. That's a nice thought. Isn't that beautiful? Of course, I've got some evil thoughts, too. I guess everybody does. Hey, you want to see my evil thoughts? I keep them over here, in this part of my brain. They're greedy thoughts. Gluttony. Hate. Lust. Well, that's enough of that. Let's go into something nicer. I've got a great collection of personal memories. They're right over this way. And, oh, I almost forgot. To get to that part of my mind, we have to pass through another area. My fears. It's a little scary, but we'll go fast, okay? I think you can see how organizing your brain like this can be very helpful. We're getting to the fears. I hate this part. Oh, boy. Gee, oh, spiders, man. I hate spiders. That one really gets me. Oh, brother. I wish we could get rid of that one. I'm glad that's over with. At least there's an advantage to lumping all your fears together so they don't get mixed up with other things. Anyway, here we are in my personal memories. There, that's the house I grew up in. Oh, there goes Mary Lou, my first girlfriend. And here's a circus I saw as a kid. But, oh, that's a little fear. I must have gotten out of place somehow. I'm sorry about that. But here's a cottage where we spent summers. And, oh, mixed up there. There's, well, there's the high school when I was... Oh, boy. Now, something's going wrong here. No, what's that? No. This is all wrong. It's not supposed to... Oh, no. I'm out of control here. No. I've got to get out of here. Well, I wonder if it would help if I filed things alphabetically.
Yeah, so after Raymond Scott's Organized Mind, we have something special. It's Daniel, you want to talk about what it is that we're listening? We're going to listen now?
Yeah, okay. So, this is very special, I think. This is actually a tape that I recorded off the radio in England. It was a John Peel session that they played on Radio 1 on the BBC. And this is by a band which hopefully some of you guys are going to know. They're called Lift to Experience. And they were a band from Texas. This was around the year 2000 or 2001. And they only made one album. But it was seriously, seriously mind-blowing. And so this is a live session they played on John Peel's show, which I recorded on my tape player at home. So the sound quality is pretty awful. But I think the music is so good and it's so special because, yeah, they only did one album and they only did a few very small tours. And, I think it's really, really something worth listening to.
I'd like to thank Mr. Peel for having us play this lovely show. It's very kind of him. Very, very kind. I'd also like to thank all the kids that came out and sang Soul of Two Experience play this Texas is a Reason tour. I would like to say thank you to my sister. Happy birthday, and happy birthday to Mr. Peel tomorrow. Let's try this again. There's a little lovely song called With Crippled Wings. It's about the end of the world in Texas. And rock and roll. The headphones are squeaking. Sets in the sky, it shall be done. From the city of the hill, I've come to where I've been. The microphone works. Sets in the sky, it shall be done. From that city on the hill, God waited out till the winds do still. At the pay-for view for the chosen few. tracks to stay. Dark Texas night. Texas night.
Thank you.
Whoa, so that was really intense.
Yeah, man.
Very nice recording. Thanks for bringing that, really. And so, moving on, we are going to listen to a track that's not out yet. It's coming out on the label that I am involved in. It's called Bedouin Records. And it's actually a new Ekman track that's called I'm Not a Touring Machine, You Are. So it's much more electronic than the previous one, obviously. But I think we can manage. So this is the Ekman track that's coming out in a couple of months on Bedouin. We've got even more promotional material to play, things that are not out yet. And we'll try to fit everything in the next 10 minutes or so. That was great. So what you have for us now, Daniel?
So this is a track that's going to be coming out on my next Scudge EP. And this is called Sacred Realm.
I'm We'll be right back.
Yeah, so a couple of mystery tracks playing, the previous one and this one. And we're gonna finish up the show in a bit. Thanks for sticking with us and for putting up with us and our music. The Vault will be back next week, and I would like to remind you that you can find all the sets, all the previous shows on the SoundCloud page of the radio. Yeah, perfect. So we're gonna listen to a last one that Danny picked up for us. Thanks a lot for coming.
All good.
All good. And what is it that we're listening to now?
Well, this
is a difficult question.
Yeah. I think you should just close your eyes and imagine you're floating away.
Mojito or a caipirinha or something like that. Right, thanks a lot and see you next week.